Yeah, not a bad pick at all. Let's just go ahead and keep it here. We're not going to throw us into another break, and we can talk about this upcoming college football championship game tonight. Plenty more to talk about with the NFL and threw this out this week with everything that comes in as far as who's starting who. You know, big guys are on the Dolphins with Tua Tagovailoa, and will he be back from a concussion? Will Lamar Jackson be available? Those are all storylines that we've kind of hit already that will impact how these games are played or who might be in what game and who might be out of which game. But the big one tonight, we haven't really talked about it a whole lot, TCU and Georgia. Right now, Georgia coming in as a 13.5-point favorite in a championship game. That seems ludicrous. That seems really, really crazy to think the Bulldogs are expected to win this by 2 touchdowns. I understand the personnel who is out there. I understand what they've done this year. But, Derek, I'm going to tell you 2 things why I think TCU could be in this game. I'm not saying win the game, but I'm saying be within a respectable margin, let's say a field goal to a touchdown. And you can tell me if I'm crazy, and you can tell me if I'm way off, and we'll go from there. Here's the 2 things that it comes down to for TCU. Can the 3-3-5, that 3-3 defense that they run, get enough pressure on the Georgia line, not saying to get to Stetson Bennett, but at least slow down the running game of Georgia? Give, you know, make Stetson Bennett make a couple extra throws that he's not typically used to making. That's going to be a big difference. They were able to get the pressure against Michigan, although Michigan, you know, you saw them from time to time really, really burn up TCU through the air and deep in particular. And can Max Duggan get enough on the ground to hurt the Georgia defense? Because we saw C.J. Stroud come into that game against Georgia, who he's not a prolific runner, right? He's not somebody that typically uses his legs a lot throughout the entire year, but he was able to pick up big chunks on the ground for Ohio State consistently throughout the game. You've got Max Duggan now, who is much more of a runner by trade than C.J. Stroud was. Also, you've got the outside receivers who can really light things up, just like Marvin Harrison Jr. was doing before he went out with an injury. I think because of those 2 things, TCU can win or be close in multiple ways, whether it's on the defensive side of the ball or on the offensive side of the ball. And now I will give it to Georgia. They've got the 4 5-stars. They've got the better players. But I think there's enough with those 2 things I just said to think that TCU could be a lot closer than, let's say, 2 touchdowns at least in this game.
Well, I think Georgia is certainly a favorite. You know, here's the deal. TCU's defense isn't that great. I don't think it's that great. I think it got exposed a little bit, but you know what else got exposed? Georgia's defense. And yes, Ohio, and let me just preface this by saying there's a lot of different factors going on here, but Georgia's defense got blown up at times by Ohio State, and to be quite honest with you, probably should have lost the game. Ohio State got the kick that they wanted. They didn't execute well on that last drive of the fourth quarter to get their field goal kicker in a good position to have a makeable field goal. That one was makeable, but a high percentage field goal didn't happen for the Buckeyes, and Georgia got fortunate at the end. But the Buckeyes very easily could be playing for a national championship here tonight. But, you know, that's pretty on brand for the Big Ten, for Michigan and Ohio State both to lose. Regardless, I think TCU is a team that has to find a way sometimes to slow down Georgia, because an Ohio State defense that was improved this year gave up 9 yards a play to Georgia. Giving up 9 yards of play is not going to win the game. You know, we saw two, in my opinion, it's the first year, it was probably the 2 most exciting college football semifinals on the same year that the in the era of CFP. That's my opinion on the matter. I think both games were very intriguing. I think the Michigan-TCU game obviously kind of pulled away at the end. TCU was in command, and Michigan kind of made it close, but Georgia-Ohio State went right down to the wire, and I think that we are not going to see that tonight, and I'd love to see it. First of all, it's good for the college football scene nationally to have great games, obviously. There hasn't always been great games in the college football playoff, and I hope that TCU does not get boat raced tonight for the sake of the Big 12 and just for the sake of college football fans everywhere and entertaining value on a Monday night where this day is built for nothing but the college football playoff championship. But Georgia's just got too much firepower. And yeah, the weapons are there. You're right, TCU has kind of been, it's hard to call them a Cinderella team because, you know, they won the Big 12 regular season and then barely lost to K-State in the Big 12 championship. So they're very close to being undefeated as well. But I just think Georgia is a little bit more battle-tested. Yes, the 3-3-5 defense is interesting. Georgia did play that type of defense once this year in Mississippi State. Not the same team, obviously. But they beat them by 26. And TCU's got some better defenders. I think their corner core of secondary is a little bit better for TCU than it was for Mississippi State. But it just it seems like a lot to ask for Georgia not to win this game by a couple of scores. And I know the 13 points is a lot, but I theoretically think that they could cover that. And I hope they don't, but I think they could cover it at the end. And I think Georgia's probably going to be in full control of this football game. So I like Georgia to win. I will throw out one random question at you about the MegaCast. If you had to pick a different MegaCast feed than the traditional main telecast on ESPN, which one are you picking? I mean, there's so many to pick from. You got the All-22 camera. You've got the hometown radios, which aren't really anything special, just different audio. You got Command Center, SkyCast, Field Pass with Pat McAfee was a lot of fun to watch in the semifinals. So which one on the MegaCast are you looking at?
Well, here's two things. If it's a close game, I'll probably flip back and forth between the McAfee cast and the national broadcast. If this game gets out of hand in any sort of the way, definitely going to flip over to the McAfee cast and watch those guys have a lot of fun. It's been really cool to see what they've been able to bring to ESPN. I believe they're getting hired out of Omaha Productions. So that's the Peyton Manning Corporation Group. And it's definitely added a different wrinkle. You're right. There's so many options to watch tonight's game. If you're not doing anything tonight or if you've got an opportunity to go watch this game, just turn it on, right? Flip it on for fun. There's nothing else to watch. TCU, Cinderella season, Derek said, and he wasn't sure if he'd call it that. I'll call it that. They've been down so many times this year and come back. They just have this belief that they can win every single game, going all the way back to that Michigan game. Things could have gone different in that game, and they held on. I think tonight's a lot closer than 13.5 points. I think that if you want an early take it to the bank, I'm going to give out a little bit of a teaser as far as the take it to the bank. I believe you can do an alternate spread right now. I saw this on Twitter. That brings you up to plus money. So you think you can get TCU around 4.5, plus 4.5, at like plus 100. That's insane. You can pick a team to lose in a national championship game that by that many points, that close, and still be in plus money. That's not a bad take at all if you're somebody that just wants a close game, right? You don't even have to win. They just got to win or lose by less than a field goal in most cases. So much said in that, Derek. I think tonight should be an excellent game. You've got two fantastic offenses, two defenses that haven't seen great offenses, right? Because if you think about it, leading up to that Ohio State game, the best offense that Georgia had seen was probably Tennessee, right? There wasn't a team in LSU. Tennessee and LSU are the two teams that come to mind for me, and they took care of them, did what they needed to do there. I think Ohio State and TCU are better than both of those offenses. I really do. And so I think tonight will be a lot of fun. I think there's a lot of, you know, flair and a lot that goes into this game. But unfortunately, I do have to say this. With the college football playoff game tonight, before it starts, there's only 14 games left in the football season between college football. Or maybe it's after this game. After this game, it's only 14 games left. So count your days with football. It's as quick as it comes in, it's almost gone. And that's really unfortunate, I know, but tonight should be an excellent cap off to those games. Is there anything else you're paying attention to tonight, Derek, or maybe just with this game before we do send us out of here for the day?
Yeah, I would just say this as we continue to break this thing down. You know, a lot of folks that thought that Georgia was going to blow out Ohio State, and that clearly didn't happen. And so it gives you some reason for pause to consider this allegedly elite, stout defense that never gives up anything and makes teams grind it out. That just didn't happen against the Buckeyes. They scored almost at will in the game. It was just a back-and-forth, very exciting shootout. And what, you know, how many times have we seen some of these college football playoff games come down to high-scoring affairs? It's happened before. You think about Alabama-Georgia and that national championship game a few years ago that ended on the long touchdown pass in overtime for Alabama to win it after the missed field goal. So there are plenty of opportunities to make this a classic. TCU is certainly not a team that pulls a lot of national intrigue, and it's really too bad because they're a legitimate team, they're very good, and it's a program that has been solid now for the better part of the last couple of decades. And they've gone through a few ups and downs over the years, but they were as good as any team in the nation this year. And Georgia came in as the favorite, in my opinion, to win it all of the season. This happens all the time in college football. It's one of the few downsides of the sport is that there is a lot of predictability, and it's very difficult to pull off big upsets in college football. It just is in football in general outside the NFL. At the college level, at the high school level, it just doesn't happen like it does in basketball or a few other sports, baseball namely being another one. But tonight could be an opportunity for TCU to pull off what would be an upset. And, yeah, I know it's a one against a number three and all this stuff, and TCU, you know, one loss on the season. But there's no question about it. If TCU wins tonight, it's a fairly sizable upset.
It's going to be fun. Hopefully we're talking about a very close game tomorrow and not what could have been or not what was as far as a potential blowout. It would be an upset, like you mentioned, Derek. Can't wait. The entire world of sports will be having its eyes on that matchup tonight. With some scheduling notes for this evening as well across our WKBC network of stations, you've got Hawk Talk with Bill Self at 6 to 7 p.m. on KBUF. And the Garden City Coaches Show returns from Mama's Bar and Grill live. That'll be 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. tonight. Come join us in person if you'd like. Come check out the game day specials at Mama's Bar and Grill. They're always rocking with some good specials, food, drinks, appetizers, all of that good stuff. And if you can't make it, flip us on, listen to it. Tonight we're going to have Garden City boys and girls basketball, as well as Garden City wrestling, here from the wrestling team, head coach Carlos Prieto, and I'm not sure the athlete he will be bringing tonight, but Garden City has been very, very busy on the wrestling mat, and they're going to return home for the first time next week, I believe. January 17th is the first home meet for both the boys and the girls. Should be a lot of fun. It's always a good time when the Garden City coaches show, but that's going to do it today for a Monday morning edition of the Morning Roundup. As we close you out with all the morning news and notes, we'll come back tomorrow morning, 9 to 10 a.m. We'll chat the college football playoff, go over some high school basketball preview as Tuesday night basketball returns to the Southwest Kansas area for most teams. All that and much more, the hottest news and updates out of the sporting world. For Derek Decker, I'm Baylen Height saying so long. Have a great rest of your Monday, Western Kansas. Enjoy it. Get out there, watch the college football game, and take it easy. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning on the Morning Roundup.
This has been the Morning Roundup Show featuring Baylen Height
and Derek Decker.
Live on 99.9 The Rock, a WKBC sports production.